Jenny, first car quirks. What sort of quirks did your first car have?
I'm in my 70s, so you can remember it's a very long time ago, and the car was old then.
Yes.
On my 16th birthday, my dad bought me a tiny little Austin A30.
Okay.
This is before the days when cars had indicators. You had, like, a little thing in the front. You turned either left or right, depending where you're going to turn, and the thing came out the side of your door, you know. I don't know what the proper word is for it. But it comes out, you put the right side out, you go round the right, and then you manually put it back in. But mine didn't stay up, it kept falling down, so I was always scared to be picked up by the police. Thank goodness I never was.
So what was on the end of the little blinkers? Would it be like a little hand that said stop or blinking? Or what came out? What was on the end of the little...
What came out was like a little sign. It's like a rectangle, sort of. But
yep. But
it came out and then you had to physically put it back down. But mine didn't stay up. It kept falling down. Other than that, it was very reliable.
I love that. So it was that old that it had the arms that used to come up from the side of the car as indicators that you have to operate manually. Jules in Manunda. Good morning, Jules.
Jules.
Morning, beautiful people.
Hey, Jules. First car quirks. What were yours?
My first car that I owned actually was a Skoda 100 years ago.
Yeah, right.
This thing, it had the motor in the back, and because it was a bit flighty in the front, so I had to have 2 better blocks in the front because I lived at Redcliffe, so every time you went across the bridge, the thing wanted to turn into Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and take some air.
So you were weighting the car down.
Yeah, I had to weight the car down because it would take me off to the other side of the blooming bridge. It was a dangerous ass. And when you sat in the driver's seat, you sort of sat with your legs off to the right because it wasn't in line with the pedals. And every time it broke down, my dad had a garage bloke up the road, and he'd take the car up there. This thing was put together with lawnmower parts, washing machine parts.